Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 15. Today's topic is talking to your college student about money. Do you have a son or daughter who is college bound this fall? Before heading off to college, young adults should have a basic understanding of money management. College may be the first time that they will be responsible for managing their own money. Even if mom and dad are still paying the bills, they will not be around to help make everyday spending decisions. Students can be tempted by credit card offers or feel peer pressure to spend more than their budget will allow. Although I have not yet been faced with sending my kiddos off to college, I do work with a large number of college students, and I recognize that financial peer pressure is a very real thing on a college campus. Students, especially freshmen, often feel the need to say yes if their roommate or a new friend asks them to go out to dinner or to see a movie or to go and do something fun, regardless if it fits within their budget or not, because they're still in that exploratory stage where they're trying to make new friends and find their niche in college. Having a conversation and making your student aware that financial peer pressure does exist and helping them develop some strategies to how to handle it is a good conversation to have prior to leaving for school. Overspending and poor use of credit while in college can have lasting effects on financial success after college. Talking to your children to help them develop a plan for handling money and expenses once they get to college is very important. Today, we are going to discuss money tips to help you get your student on track financially for their college career. First, encourage your child to establish a checking account. Often, universities are affiliated with a credit union or local bank that offers student accounts. A local bank will provide easy access to cashing checks, making deposits, or ATMs. Have your child set up text and email alerts to notify them when their balances are low. Next, urge your son or daughter to avoid getting a credit card. Often college students, as well as parents, feel the need to get a credit card in case of emergencies or to help their student build their credit score. However, the credit card often becomes a temptation that leads to non-academic debt. I've had many conversations with graduating seniors that are trying to figure out how to manage their credit card debt. I often ask them, "Why did you get a credit card in the first place?" And their answer is normally either one or two things: the emergencies, or to build their credit score. However, when they've used their credit card irresponsibly, they've not accomplished their goal of building their credit score. So it's best to wait until your student is a few years older and really has a knack for how to manage their finances prior to encouraging them to get a credit card. If your child has bills such as cable, internet, or other utilities, stress the importance of paying the bill on time. Help your child set up online banking or automatic bill pay reminders to make the bill paying simpler. Help your child establish a spending plan. If your child receives a lump sum of money at the beginning of the semester from scholarships or student loans, help them develop a plan to stretch the money throughout the semester. We all know that this can be a difficult task. One of the best ways to develop a spending plan is to track expenses during the first few weeks of school. After the first month, review where and how money was spent. This is an assignment that I often give in an introduction to college class. I ask my students to track all of their expenses for 7 days. We want to track our expenses on the weekend as well as during the week because all of us, especially college students, spend a little different on the weekend than they do during the week. So they track all of their expenses, and then I ask them to categorize them into food, entertainment, academic-related expenses, living expenses, and so forth. Then I ask them to sit down and identify those expense categories where they feel as if they may have overspent, and then develop a plan for the next week to get their spending more in line with their budget. Remind your child about the difference between wants and needs. We talked quite a bit about wants and needs in an earlier podcast episode, but again, it's not a topic that we can talk about too much. Helping them prioritize spending based on needs, such as tuition, room, board, books, before spending money on wants is a way to help them stretch their dollar throughout the semester. Finally, as your child heads off to college, remember the three R's of college. As you help your college-bound student prepare for classes and move into the dorms, remember that they can reduce, reuse, and recycle to help them save money. First, reduce. Reduce the amount of stuff you buy by only buying what you need. Dorms are limited on space. Take inventory of what you currently have before shopping. Talk with roommates to divide the purchases of large items such as a microwave, mini fridge, and TV. Purchase supplies that have a minimal amount of packaging to reduce waste. Reuse. Reuse items such as backpacks and binders. Look for used textbooks or consider renting your books online or through the university bookstore. Finally, recycle. When you do purchase items such as paper, look for the items made with recycled content. Preparing for college is a very exciting time for both you and your student. Helping your college student prepare prior to getting on campus, especially on how to manage their money and prepare their finances, will help them be a better student once they arrive. Please join us for our next podcast episode where we will discuss home emergency preparedness.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eExtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eExtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.